You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Welcome to the seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time, and Lent is right around the corner. So, I hope you had your coffee this morning, because I do have a quiz for you. And if you can't get the answers, well, we'll phone a friend. We'll phone Deacon Doug Spina, the big kahuna. I'm sure he has the answers that we need. So, who watched the Super Bowl game last weekend? Who was rooting for the Chiefs? All right, good, good. Most of you. Okay. And who was happy with the outcome? Excellent, all right. It was a great game, that is for sure. But not as profound as the inspired singing of the national anthem, causing the Eagles head coach on TV to cry. And according to his interview, it was in gratitude to God. And during that brief 2-minute period of the national anthem, through his tears, we were finally united as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Super Bowl also included controversial Christian commercials, which unknowingly highlighted the golden and bronze rules. So, here's a question from the quiz. What is the golden rule? Anybody? Yes. Do to others what you would have them do to you. Excellent. Now, what is the bronze rule? The bronze rule. Anybody? Do to others what they did to you. Okay, you see the difference there? A little play there. It's the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It's the Mosaic law of equal proportionate justice. Now, during the Super Bowl, there were two Christian commercials called He Gets Us, where Jesus is identified as the one of us facing the same challenges that we face every day. These commercials actually were directed at adults, especially young adults, because only 63% of American adults identify themselves as Christian in 2022. Only 63% of our country, down from 90% in the 1990s. Younger adults today see Christianity as toxic and divisive. One of the commercials showed people fiercely arguing with each other, conflicting with each other, confronting each other, hating each other, while Jesus is identified as loving the very people that we dislike. It was meant to promote inclusion amid perceived divisions. What could possibly be louder and more powerful than hate? That's the last question of your quiz. What's more powerful than hate? Love. Yes, love. But not just any love, but forgiving love, unconditional love, sacrificial love. The love we see in Jesus who turns the other cheek, meaning to overlook the insults from another and respond with patience, humility, and friendship. Jesus promotes the golden rule rather than Moses' bronze rule, the divine rule of forgiveness, kindness, and compassion rather than the worldly rule of equal justice. What if we tried to love our enemies the same way Jesus loved his enemies? How would it change the tone of our conversations, the tone of our conflicts and disagreements? Our readings this weekend have the same theme in common. It's merciful love that breaks down the walls of division and hatred. The Second Vatican Council spoke of the universal call to holiness and the summons of all the baptized to radically transform the world through that holiness. This call starts with Jesus and his commandments to love God and to love neighbor, to be holy, for the Lord our God is holy. So you may be thinking, well, what does it mean to be holy? The Catechism states that to be holy is to live the fullness of the Christian life in the perfection of charity. To be holy is to actually be different in the world, to act differently in the world, to think differently from the worldly views, to be set apart from the wickedness of the world for God's purposes, for his design, for his will, and to participate in God's gift of merciful love, which is most present in the church and its sacraments. To be holy is to go way beyond the worldly justice and to give to another the same merciful love that we have all received from our Heavenly Father. In today's gospel, Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Heavenly Father. By your love, you will become like God, created in his own image and likeness. You become a child of God. You become a member of God's family. So what really is love? The late Pope Benedict XVI summed it up best when he wrote, real love is divine because it comes freely from God and unites us to God and to each other. It makes us a we, which transcends our divisions and makes us one, until in the end, God is all in all. You see, real love is not a feeling. It's not a sentiment. It's not an emotion. It's not being kind to others so others will be kind back to us. Rather, true love is to freely will the good for another, whether an enemy or not, without expecting anything in return. God does not only send his love to people who will love him back. He does not do kind things only to the saints. No. He wills the good for the saints and the sinners, for the righteous and the unrighteous. To love is all God knows how to do, because love is what he is. So to have this divine life in us, to be holy, is to love and respect all people equally, regardless of race, creed, color, circumstances, divisions, and agendas. These words, you may be thinking, are easy to hear and maybe to say, but they sure are hard to live by. We get so caught up in our own worlds, in our own lives, that we don't really see the people around us. However, being holy, being merciful love, being godlike, may not be that difficult. For instance, give a hug to someone who is sad or lonely. Smile and acknowledge a homeless person maybe standing at the corner of the intersections. Volunteer at a soup kitchen. Help a disabled person in his or her needs. Encourage the hopeless. Forgive an estranged friend. Deliver the Eucharist to the homebound. Pray for the abortionist. Or simply say, I am sorry. Think how different our world could be if we did all these simple acts of love. My brothers and sisters in Christ, do you not see? Our calling as Christians is to be perfect, to be compassionate, to be holy, to be godlike, just as our Heavenly Father is perfect, and he gives us the tools to do so. He gives us his grace. To be holy is to be devoted radically to merciful love, the same love our Lord gives us. Or in the words of St. Paul, we are temples of God because the Spirit of God dwells in us through the waters of baptism. Therefore, we must love radically and radiate the presence of God from ourselves, from our very own temples, to others in our interactions with them in the world. Therefore, this upcoming Lent, let us all be holy. Let us all imitate Jesus. Let us all be godlike. Let us all be merciful love. Let us all be radical. And look for ways that we can reconcile others to ourselves as well as to our Heavenly Father. Because we are all called to be the family of God. May God bless you. And may the Holy Spirit inspire in each and every one of us tears of gratitude to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.